When drowning isn't obvious, we have the warning signs every adult should know. I'm Lucianne Lance. This is A Healthier Michigan from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Blue Cross's Dr. Angela Seabright joins us, where she's a care management physician. Every time I read about drownings in the summertime, I'm always flabbergasted because many times they say it was someone who knew how to swim, who was a good swimmer. And even those people can find issues in the water, Dr. Seabright.
Absolutely. Drowning can happen to anyone, even someone who is a strong swimmer. There can be circumstances where maybe the water is unsafe. There could be a medical condition that occurs. So again, drowning is something that it can be prevented, but we want to make sure that we are taking the precautions necessary to prevent these drowning deaths.
What does research show as far as the prevalence of drowning deaths and who is impacted by this?
Each year in the U.S., about 4,000 unintentional drowning deaths occur. Drowning is the leading cause of death for children ages 1 to 4. And these incidents happen in any body of water, so it can include backyard pools, lakes, ponds, hot tubs, bathtubs. And a lot of these drownings occur, especially in kids, because people assume that someone is watching.
Well, even if you're watching, it's not always readily apparent that someone is having an issue. You often hear how people don't react right away because they don't realize that person is struggling in the water. So what are some of the warning signs of drowning?
Yeah, drowning is not always dramatic, and it can happen quickly and it can happen quietly in under a minute. So in most cases, there's no splashing or yelling for help. So you want to know what subtle signs to look for. And this could be someone who suddenly is quiet. They shifted from making noise, now they're quiet. If you see that the body is vertical in the water with little or no kicking, or if they're moving their arms in a climbing motion or an invisible ladder motion. If you see their head is low in the water with little movement, or their mouth is open, or if you see someone trying to swim but they're not moving forward. And then, of course, if you do see some of the obvious signs like gasping for air or yelling, but again, the obvious signs are not always there.
Families are devastated when this happens, of course, and a lot of times they try to examine where they went wrong. What did they do that could have or didn't do that could have prevented a drowning death? So let's try to identify that for families right now to help prevent a drowning incident.
Well, prevention starts before anyone enters the water. So you want to make sure there are clear supervision roles and that these are assigned. So a designated water watcher is really important. This would be one adult who's fully focused on supervision. That means they're not looking at their phone. They're not drinking alcohol because that can certainly impair them. They're eliminating distractions. Now, it can be hard to be fully focused on the water. So if there's several adults, you can rotate every 20 minutes, just so you know that one person is fully supervising. And you want to make sure that you avoid assumptions. You mentioned earlier that even strong swimmers can drown. So strong swimmers, they may still need supervision. Drowning can happen even in shallow water, especially for babies and toddlers. You really need to be within arm's reach of those young children when they're near water.
I was just reading last week that there was an influencer who lost his child. He has 9 children, lost a child who had wandered outside, was able to get out a sliding glass door and made it to the pool. And of course, a lot of people were questioning, well, why wasn't there something surrounding that pool? I don't know the particular circumstances on this, but that's equally as important, right? Making sure you've got all of the safety items that are required to maintain a pool.
Yes, it's very true. Multiple layers of protection. So not only having that supervision, but also checking the environment. You want to make sure that the pools have fencing completely surrounding. You want to have gates and alarms. And you want to be cautious with unfamiliar locations. A lot of people are traveling and renting vacation homes or staying in hotels. So you want to make sure you're assessing the environment and keeping safety top of mind.
Talking with Dr. Angela Seabright from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. So what are other safety tips you have to stay safe in the water?
Yep. So using proper safety equipment, you want to take advantage of life preservers, life jackets for non-swimmers and for everyone near open water. You don't want to rely on floaties or pool toys. They're not safety devices. And then, of course, building your skills. So enroll kids and adults in swimming lessons to build their confidence in and around water, and then learning CPR and basic rescue skills in case of an emergency.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely important. So there's just a lot that has to be done before you even take that first dip in the pool. And one other little note that I think is really important, when you've got young children, dress them in a swimsuit that is neon colored, that is easy to spot in a pool, because it's often, you know, it's the child who goes under is at the bottom of the pool and you can't see them. Maybe they're wearing a blue swimsuit and it's melding in with the water, right?
That's a great tip. Parents, it's a great way to identify your child in crowded beaches or pools. And it is the aquatic colors like the blues and the greens, they may blend in with the surroundings. So those bright neon colors can really help your child stand out.
Yeah. And you had mentioned earlier, drowning can happen quite fast, right?
It can happen in under a minute. You hear these stories where there's a pool party, several adults are there, someone assumes another adult is watching the water, and the child just kind of slips under the water.
Incredible. A word of warning for all of us this summer to stay safe in the pool. Our thanks to Dr. Angela Seabright out of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And for more great tips along these health lines, you can go online to bcbsm.miBlueDaily.com. Again, that's bcbsm.miBlueDaily.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Some wonderful advice today, Dr. Seabright, and hopefully everyone will heed it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.